What's up, chillies? Yet another episode of On the Table with myself, Tepi,
your church girl,
Khumutso, DJ Black Velvet,
and the Ghost Lady.
What's up,
they said we must use our outside voices for this recording.
No. We're using our inside voices. That's what we're doing. So, ladies, kyabona re intimate today again.
Yeah,
we are within each other.
Yes,
this is another one to say this is the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to On the Table.
Yes.
Get used to it because this is how it's going to look. This is how it's going to sound.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
We are here to stay, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we talking about today? Pelari personally, ne? And a personally,
you guys like being personal, eh?
You know when girls are there wearing their pyjamas, if like I'm a robe, see,
sure.
They're in one bed.
Yo!
Yeah, so good. Indaba, Zia Puma tonight.
So let's do it then.
So look on it, I'm a daughter, and easy. Now I turned my daughter. And easy.
So you have to guess the condition we're all in at this current juncture, okay? and then you don't judge anybody for anything that's going to come out of here. It's a sacred space.
Yeah, it's a safe right? space.
So everybody, every chila right now, we are sacred spacing. Guys, we're actually agreed that we're going to talk about friendship breakups versus boyfriend-girlfriend breakups.
Mm-hmm.
As funny.
As fun.
And why would we forgive Ola O Chitang versus the friend who's just vibes?
The one who's cheating, who could...
Not even vibes. The friend who is of heart.
Exactly.
I've known you for so many years.
She has done a lot for you.
And you're going to trust the boy who's now just dating you for someone 3 months.
You met yesterday. Yes.
Who probably gave you an STI or something crazy.
No, that's factual.
Or maybe something nicer. Why does it have to be doom and gloom, guys?
Just like sometimes you don't know the horror stories and you're thinking, wow, as a friend... I thought better.
But most of the time, Ghosty, it's always good to, they come with bad vibes.
Who?
No, the men, Galoku. You're trusting the guy that has come with an STI or has multiple girlfriends and you think you're the one. You are, I've been hurt way too many times by friendship breakups. I saw the lucky daughter, because...
You've had friendship breakups before?
Yes.
Was it more painful than a relationship breakup instead?
So the relationship breakup I've had was...
Okay.
This is not going to work out. I don't see a future with you.
That's your friend?
No, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see a future with you. So that wasn't hurtful because I really didn't see a future with him, guys. Hence, I married someone else.
Okay.
But again, jokes aside... It was really a matter of, I don't see a future with you. We're not going to go anywhere with this. And then the friendship breakups. You guys, I know in previous episodes I've said that I'm the type of girlfriend that wants you close by, that calls you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those to me, they really get to me.
So
get
this
hurt.
Is you as a friend?
Yeah. Okay. As a friend, you like you become a sister.
Okay.
Sure.
You really become a sister.
So when you become a sister, do we chat every day?
Not necessarily, but I would like to know most about your day.
Shucks. Okay. Oh.
But sometimes I don't think it's like that. Personally, for me, I've had friends that I don't speak to every day. We don't talk every day. We don't text every day.
Nolly is those type of high maintenance friends.
But if you've listened to the other episode, I said I used to be, and now having grown up, I'm able to manage not talking to you every day.
Okay.
And we still like
but
good. We vibe.
Two times a day.
Okay. No.
As opposed to seven times a day.
No, guys, I say for like once a month or even 2 months.
Good.
Now.
Okay.
Okay. That's a healthy. Fair.
That's healthy.
Break. You know?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is based on the relationship vibe, since we're talking about friendship breakups and boyfriend breakups, because we're so close, I get much more hurt.
Okay, but with the friendship breakup, I think with the relationship breakup, we already know it's clear cut. We tell each other that no, it's over. Okay, and we move.
Always the case. People don't always tell each other.
For friendship breakups, okay, this is unless you've been ghosted. Welcome to the ghosted parade. No, say now with the friendship. The friendship is a bit hard to sit down and say, Nolu, listen, you and I are not working spiritually as friends. I don't see us moving in the right direction. Do you guys tell each other that? Do you say...
You just reminded me of something. Do you know somebody said that to me?
Oh, that's a very mature friend. Were they breaking up with you?
I don't know what she was doing, actually. Okay. Like, out of nowhere, guys. Like, out of nowhere. She ghosted me for quite a while.
That's your friend.
That's my, like, my friend, my everyday friend. One ghoster, and I'm like, Kanti, what's going on with this woman? Upendula every now and again. And we used to talk, like, you
every
know?
Day, every
every
minute.
Day, every minute, every...
Like those movie friendship type of vibes.
Yes. Mm. And then she started being distant. And then all of a sudden, I just heard, my energies. What did you say? Spiritual.
What did I say, ma'am?
No. Now, this
is old. It a
no,
thing
okay,
I imagine?
Not this age, but maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Guys, me...
She was like, my energies, You know what? I just said, I don't know what she's talking about, but it's what she's feeling. Mm. And I'm not going to interrogate her. So one thing about me, I won't come after you and ask you, what did I do? Why is it not working out?
So if how would you feel know it's a breakup if that's the
can
case?
Can I say
but
something?
But she didn't want to talk to me all anymore.
Right. Yo, okay.
Hint, hint.
Okay. So if you had a friend, that would you believe your friend over your boyfriend or vice versa? You know bros over hoes?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that as women?
Some women do. Guys, now I believe my friends. I'm gullible like
so
that.
So right now, you are married. You are where you are in this particular relationship.
Yeah.
We are friends.
Yeah.
I say to you, man, I saw your man, Koskai Kai. Who are you believing?
My man.
You see, for me, this is precisely, I mean, not personally, I've had, okay, bad relationship breakups, but friendships, I'm that friend, guys, and not that I'm the ghoster. I heard you mention something about ghosting. Sometimes we're just too busy, guys, to be checking up on you. It's not that type of friendship. No, but listen, it's not that type of friendships. And my friendships, ayahluka. There's people that they're just your acquaintances. I cannot, right now, okay, we may define this group or as friends, right? Mm-hmm. But kungenzeka ukuthi we're not really friends. Siyasebenza sonke, sizi colleagues, but we end up growing a particular type of friendship.
Yeah.
But ukuya phambili, some of us may have stronger bonds than others.
Yeah.
Sometimes we may just deteriorate. Ngiyazi ukuthi mangihlangana no tip into Spanish, sure tip, you what's up? We keep it moving. Yeah, understand.
Wait. But a mature way of doing things.
But I'm saying sometimes the friendship breakups, they come because you're sitting there assuming that ukhumutso or something happened, instead of you growing up and saying, you know what, and I heard you tried to reach out to her but she didn't come.
Cold, what's wrong with you? Are you
bars,
alive,
baby girl? Bars. But I'm saying I'm a friendship, man. Sometimes that's why, because you're sitting there assuming that Okumoto didn't check up on me because we're not friends like that. Because sometimes she's fucking busy. Or sometimes she's going through something that she's not ready to share with you. And that's how the breakups come about. Yeah. I don't know. But
and in fact, maybe that's how it even came to where your friend was like, our energies are not. Maybe she had found someone who she was more spiritually connected with.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe what... I don't know. Like, you know how people can define things?
That's true. Then I realize I'm talking shit. Okay. Yes. Because I don't feel like I'm there spiritually with my friends. You know, because I don't even know what that means. Because I don't know who I'm spiritually aligned to anyways, be it family.
But are you with yourself?
I think it's...
I'm with myself, absolutely. I know what I represent and I'm closed off. And I respect what everybody else represents for themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know the spirituality where it enters. You're my friend because I like you and because you're a good bitch. And if you're not, fuck off.
I think the word spiritual makes it sound a little bit more intimidating. Like it's basically deep. Just vibing with someone.
It's a
you
vibe.
Know, it's yeah. just a vibe that you feel when you there's a certain vibe that you feel when you're with me and then when you're with Khumutso.
Okay, let's talk about your most. Have you guys had friendship breakups?
I've had friendship breakups. I've cried like for almost a year about it, and now I'm over it.
I wouldn't know. If you were my friend and you thought maybe in Diglatile had a Joe, it's not intentional. People outgrow each other. People go through shit. That's just life.
Hi, Gabi. If you're not busy, shy DM him for to. It's nothing personal. Shy DM him for to school, maybe. But otherwise, I haven't experienced any friendship.
I just feel like I'm just occupied. The last thing I can be going on and thinking about is petty issues. Because sometimes it can get petty, you know. Yeah. So it's like, be occupied. Sometimes it's like I'm occupied just because I am sitting at home doing nothing. That can occupy me. And I'm you have to be your own friend first before you can be a good friend to others as well. Mm.
So now I know I'm going to take it there. It doesn't have to go there, but I'll take it there. For married people, you guys always have the, oh, he's my best friend. He's my...
Oh,
generally, I get it. They say you must be friend lover. I low key am, because remember, I'm not married, but also I'm not judging anyone as well.
You sound very judgy right now.
I'm just like, really, you know, you're my best friend, you're my what, and you come to tip, you're like, you're my best friend. And I'm like, where do we draw the line between that? So, do you tell your husband my issues?
No,
as well.
Hi, Ma.
So, when we then break up, why is it that your husband knows my business,
guys? Married couples, they're slabbing.
Yeah, they're slabbing. You know, like the stupid things.
In married couples.
Maybe I'll tell my husband, like, you know, but it's like not the innermost, like, you see, now personal issues. Let's say you are confiding in me about something that is very personal. Okay, no. But if it's like, you know, stupid things, it's like, yo, pelu utsepi, ujula no mesh, upina SIDN foot, ujula na lawyer, you know.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
You know, so it'll be those stupid just gospel la la le la
on point.
So it varies. It varies, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain things that we don't share with our hubbies. I mean,
like,
or
what?
Just your partner, period.
Like, we know the level of secrecy between me and you.
But
and there are things that I share with you that he wouldn't know.
So does your level of secrecy only depend when it affects you?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
It could. I get what you
mean.
Yeah,
so when you know it's going to affect you, you're going to keep quiet
about it.
No, not necessarily.
But when you know you're distant from the situation, you uzoyikoka with the very same vigor.
Mamela, guys, let me tell you something. And you told me, I thought she was my friend.
Nolly's friends? Hey. Shut. You're probably sitting there going, shut.
No, Mamela, guys, this is a tell-all. Tell-all on the table. Yeah, it's like really pillow talk. So this one friend that I thought she was a friend, right? I'm checking up on her this particular day. Hey, babe, how you doing? How are things going? Like, she sends a message back, but, you know, you can feel more. So the message called Nyana. So I probe her more. And then she says, actually, we were never friends. I'm like,
hey, but no.
Well, an honest girl, I can give her that. Like
she says, we were... No, but here's the thing. She would come over to my house every other weekend. We spent time together. That time we were students, so she didn't have food, so we would give her food from my house, toilet paper, you know? So she was my friend.
Toilet paper?
Like, I mean, grocery stuff.
Isn't that something that you would regularly do to anyone that you actually cared about?
No, let alone that. Let alone being generous and sharing what you have. But you were my friend.
According to you?
According to me,
friend,
yes.
Or charity
case. Did you communicate?
And then, no, wait. No, listen to this. And then she's like, so she was about to get married at that time. Then I said, now this makes sense. So she's like, I don't feel like sharing everything with everyone right now because him and I
because
are at such...
some lawyer. She shouldn't feel free.
I'm like... That's so now you got a man. So like, some of us are not your friends anymore.
Guys,
for me, I like saying for me. I think it should be my hashtag for me. Anyways.
No, that's your personal opinion and we can't take that away from you. And that's what, like, the podcast is about.
For me, it's like, yes, a lot of us, when you get into relationships, there's friendships that fall off. Besides marriage, there's friendships that fall off and it's not because they've fallen off. It's deliberate. Mm-hmm. there's a, like, if I'm used to going to clubbing with my friends, I'm going clubbing with my friends, and then I miss this cool, I meet this cool guy that I actually start dating, and I actually enjoy going out with him more than I enjoy going out with my girls, because maybe with my girls, I become the mother. So but with my man, I don't have to worry about those things. I get to enjoy ubumnandi and not have to worry about it. Oh, Jesus. Sure. Some things, I'm a friendship, they fall off over little things like, maseng chola, guys, guaranteed. Nya yakchola chomiam. Manga chola ngatolu kai o entertainer yonke into engifunayo. I promise you. I go to nyaklahla mngani wami. It happens. Anye ilevela isafani. So you can keep the friendship.
So ladies, are you saying we're not, as the older we get, the less attached we get to friendships?
Nah, for me, that's what it. For me, it is
niyawathanda madoda, guys.
Niyawathanda madoda. Of course, it's madoda. It's nature.
As an herder, and they've heard you.
No,
I disagree. Okay, let's wrap this one up.
We're not wrapping anything up, buena.
We are not.
What's your name? Khumudo, Mamela.
What's your name?
Okay.
No, guys, Mamelan. This is what I'm saying. Friendships break over little things.
Yes.
Very true.
We have a fallout. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you're not speaking to me for 6 months. That's unheard of. Why can we not sit together and resolve? Be it we walk away from the table saying, okay, guy, the friendship is not going to work between the two of us. Mm-hmm. Let's walk away from it. Because you give that courtesy to your boyfriend that you just met a week ago. Are you digmatized?
Hey, some people can give you great things in 2 months than 20 years. I could be knowing you for 20 years as a friend, and I meet a new friend, be it a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they're giving me something that you haven't.
That's the end of the world.
That's really fine.
You should not be in a position where you get mad or over about it.
But nobody's giving you that position. You are the one that is now acting all weird because I'm checking
up on
you.
You're the one who's imposing.
How am I
that
now
I'm
imposing when I've been consistent?
Just walk out of the same
No, wait, I want to find
get
out.
Get me out of here.
No, you have a responsibility to yourself. You have a responsibility to yourself.
Khumudo, how am I imposing on you when I'm doing what we've been doing for the last 20 years?
What I'm saying to you is, you could be friends with me for 20 years, yonke. That's what I'm saying. Yes. And Nyakula, I'm not standing on one position. I'm meeting new people every day. I'm growing new interests every day.
Granted.
You get to be like, okay, this. It's not what you in most cases where we were real friends, it doesn't happen like that. Mm-hmm. I just happen to be interested in other things. You're my friend. You don't like to travel. Then we are mangala when I move on with people like Abo Mesh, seriously.
I feel like we're talking about two different scenarios.
Yeah,
but maybe, I'm giving a scenario.
Let's bring it back to one. Example, what she's saying.
I know it is.
Because of everyone like evolves. That's what it is. We evolve.
Yes.
And so even getting into a relationship, it's almost like another growth on another. Because remember, you as a friend, maybe how I used to portray myself with my mindset, I used to think, choma, mina sidla, siyahamba njena, angifuni ukomitha, angifuni. And then you meet someone who actually changes your mindset.
Yes, yes.
So obviously that's when now it differs.
It's a little bit of a
And that's granted and that's well and good because we all need to evolve and change.
Yeah.
But the problem with me becomes in when you cannot manage your feelings or address what you're feeling or the stage that you are at right now. That's why I'm saying I think we're talking about two different things.
But sometimes what if umngani athi ene uphathu usenza ngcono and it's unable
now that's different.
Oh, no.
Then that's different.
We haven't friends like that though. I think I would never have a friend like that feels like omunye uzenza ngcono like more than the other. Do you know what I mean?
But what situations where like, you know when you leave us like let's say you grew up go wherever back home, whether it's Polokwane or another a province, wherever.
Tembisa, province on its own. It's got blue seas
and then you move to the burbs. And now you've evolved. So it's not necessarily that you don't want to be like close it's like you still have that connection with your old
friends. Yeah, yeah.
But you've kind of evolved, like, hey, my friend, I'm just sitting there the whole day and we are gossiping about what's happening down the road to Umas Banban and whoever.
Sure.
But it's like, you don't want to lose the friendship also. Yeah. So it's, I understand it's almost addressing those things or compartmentalize.
Yes, that's the word.
Like, so it's, you know where to put your friends. Mm. So it's like, okay, if I'm back home, I'm wherever, I'm go Tembisa, we're good. You know, it's like you even reel yourself back, like, to, okay, we know how we're going to discuss with my friend, push up. Yes. I'm not going to try and act better, like, and try to, you know, speak like my Lani friends. You know your people, you know. People. So
I love how we all kept this to friendships, more friendships than breakups, Tabashimani. That's how much we don't want to fuck with the boys. Because we love
because
the
no
boys.
One is ready. No one is
no
ready.
No one wants to upset the boys. Okay, ladies, last words on this one. I don't have much words on this one. I'm not too connected to friendships, personally. Mm. I just feel, you know, if we're vibing, we're vibing. And if we're not, let's not. You know, there's too many things that are happening in life for us to be controlled by. Can you say you pay a job? Can you say you pay money? Can you say you job? Can you say you sarsi? Can you say you Ramaphosa? Can you say you? No, absolutely. My car needs service. I know number plate. No, I don't have energies for that. So we just need to be the easy side of life and the easy part of my life. I don't want you to be too complicated for me and too heavy for me. Mm. When it's like that, let's let it go. And it's okay. No hard feelings.
Exactly.
That's my last thoughts on this one.
Mm-hmm. So my last thoughts are, I really value friendship. I love my friends. And I love that circle of friends where I know what I can have a night out with just us. And we can talk about anything and everything. And when you go through something, I go through it with you. That's the type of friend I am. Mm. So when we do have a misunderstanding or when then we don't see eye to eye, it hurts me.
Yeah.
I'm that invested in my friendships.
Like
And yeah, for me, guys, I don't think there's a breakup that really matters to me, because in my head it wasn't really a breakup, especially if we're friends. It's guys, check up on your people. We're busy people. I go to see Anzonda, or I feel like I've made it, or shit like that. Skulile, guys. Skulile. Yeah.
But what I'd also like to know is, do guys have issues like this where if Umesh would tell you aya, but hey, tbone imedi yako with Unewo.
We'll ask them, Chomi.
Your
last thoughts.
I think most importantly, I think with this aligning when we have to compare it to, you know, friendship breaks up and relationship breaks up. Relationships comes with emotions. It's just too emotional and can never be the same. Mm. I think that's one thing we can learn from that. And obviously, even friendships, they also differ as well. They have their emotions to it, because you know, you grew up together and there's this bond and whatever, even if you just met them now, but whatever that was so valuable that you put on the other person's life and whatever they brought into your life. So it matters. It's just, it's a weird one, and we can dissect it like even further. It's another topic for another day. Yeah. But yeah, it's.
So, all in all, you guys are saying it has landed on the mind.
Yeah! For zero rents, absolutely.
Wow!
Ladies, thank you so much.
100%.
It's been a really awesome episode. Friendship breakups versus the nigga breakup. And as we gathered, the nigga always wins. This has been On the Table. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Premier Hotel, of course, Owar Tambo, for letting us stay in these beautiful suites. We really appreciate it.
Today.
What?
Because today.
Look at the face.
Guys, look at me. Have you ever seen me like this?
Yes. A quick promo. Quick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. HEG Cosmetics, guys. Yes, the lady does her things. Follow her on Instagram.